Title: Seventh Circuit Reigns in BPA Exposure. Content: Privacy compliance obligations continue to evolve quickly as lawmakers and regulators refine rules governing data collection and security. As biometric technologies become more common in workplace and consumer-facing settings, Illinois's Biometric Information Privacy Act, BPA, remains a standout risk area. However, an April 2026 ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit provided some clarity on a long-standing question regarding risk exposure under the law. In Clay v. Union Pacific Railroad Company, 1, a consolidated appeal involving three separate cases, the court held that Illinois's August 2024 amendment to BPA's damages provision, the 2024 amendment, was a procedural change to the law's remedies provision. And under Illinois law, procedural amendments apply retroactively to all cases that were pending when the amendment was enacted. Going forward, BPA plaintiffs in federal court can no longer rely on a per-scan statutory damages theory to multiply exposure based on repeated capture or disclosure of the same biometric identifier collected in the same manner. Background on BPA: BPA regulates the collection, retention, and disclosure of biometric identifiers, such as fingerprints, hand and facial geometry, and retina or iris scans. Private entities that handle biometric data must obtain individuals' informed consent and develop a written data retention and deletion policy, among other obligations. BPA also provides a private right of action and authorizes statutory damages for violations. Together, these provisions have driven extensive class action litigation. BPA litigation accelerated in 2023 when the Illinois Supreme Court, in Cothran v. White Castle System Incorporated, interpreted BPA to allow a new claim to accrue each time biometric data is collected or transmitted without compliant notice and consent. Because BPA allows recovery of up to $1,000 for negligent violations and up to $5,000 for reckless or intentional violations, the per-scan model translated quickly into significant financial liability. The Cothran Court recognized the potential for annihilative liability in its interpretation of the law, but noted that the policy concern would be best addressed by the legislature. The 2024 amendment and the Seventh Circuit's holding amid a groundswell in the wake of Cothran. Illinois lawmakers amended Section 20 of BPA in August 2024 to clarify that when an entity repeatedly collects or discloses the same biometric identifier or information from the same person using the same method, that conduct amounts to one violation for which the plaintiff may obtain only one statutory recovery. Notably, the legislature did not add explicit language addressing whether this damages limitation applies to cases already filed. In Clay, the Seventh Circuit held the 2024 amendment applies to cases that were pending when the amendment became effective on August 2, 2024. The court relied on the Illinois retroactivity doctrine, which distinguishes substantive changes affecting litigants' rights from procedural or remedial changes to statutes. Procedural amendments generally apply to pending cases unless the legislature clearly indicates otherwise. The court deemed the 2024 amendment remedial because it limits recoverable damages in Section 20 of BPA without changing the underlying compliance duties specified in Section 15. What the decision does and does not do: the decision effectively applies the damages cap to all new and pending federal cases in the Seventh Circuit. Plaintiffs alleging repeated scans or disclosures of the same biometric data, collected via the same method, are limited to a single statutory recovery under Sections 15b and 15d. The decision does not, however, erase BPA exposure. The core compliance duties, notice, written consent, and retention/destruction requirements remain intact. The decision also reflects an Erie-based prediction of how the Illinois Supreme Court would rule on the retroactivity question. In other words, no decision from the state Supreme Court squarely controls. Federal courts predict how the relevant state court would rule. 2. While the Seventh Circuit expressed strong confidence in its interpretation of Illinois retroactivity principles, Illinois state courts could ultimately take a different approach. Implications for healthcare providers: BPA issues are increasingly relevant.